over Central in one evening. Somebody sent me a photograph, and Bernard, who sent that in, would you just clarify, when were those queues around Maynooth? Is that a recent photograph? It doesn't seem to me that it's that recent. Happy birthday, Clem, says Rose. Yes, Rose, that is the number at this stage. Have a great day regardless of age, and well done, Clem. Colette in a tie on the numbers. And Clem, you don't look a day over 39, says someone with loads of laughter emojis in Newbridge. At least I hope not, anyway. And I'll tell you one thing, I don't feel it. In my head, I'm still hurling. All right? I'm still hurling, flying up and down the wing or centre field for my beloved Clare Castle and pucking the ball over the bar. And I never intend to stop hurling.
Kildare Today with Clem, Owen and Kira.
With Whitewater Shopping Centre Newbridge, Ireland's largest regional shopping centre. Fashion, food, film, all under one roof in the heart of Newbridge. WhitewaterSC.ie.
Okay, let's catch up with those messages. You're so kind. So many of you out there taking the trouble to send a greeting. Some of you being mischievous, of course, in regards to that. But first, Tom in Clane wants to know why there's such a high level of chlorine in the water coming from Ballymore, as it is causing problems showing up, says Tom. We might have a look into that for you, Tom, and to see what we can do. Irene Gannon in Johnstown Bridge. Thank you, Irene. Clem, you look more like you're 59. Irene, keep going downwards, will you? Say 29 anyway. Good morning, Clem. Happy birthday from your fellow townies here in Milltown in Newbridge. Geraldine and Anthony Slattery. Thanks, lads. Michelle Cannon of the Kildare Animal Foundation. Would you please mention that Kildare Animal Foundation will have a stand at the Volunteers Fair in the Osprey Hotel, Naas, this Sunday from 12 noon. And thanks for the birthday greetings as well, Michelle. So Kildare Animal Foundation, a stand in the Osprey. There's an antiques fair there on Sunday at 12 noon. Some of the other messages. Clem, that Kira could have bought balloons saying happy 70th on it, and then instead of putting plus 9 on the 60 balloons, she could have put minus 1. Good thought. I must bring that to her attention as well as that. My sister just texted me to say she finds these balloons with the 60 plus 9 absolutely hilarious altogether. Now, please wish our beautiful daughter, it's not only Clement celebrating today, Emma Rowan in Suncraft, a very happy 23rd birthday today. Lots of love. Ah, I don't know. I'm jealous. 23. God be with the days and the happy distance pass. Liz also. Same age as myself, Clem. Your eating habits same as mine. And it doesn't do us any harm. Happy birthday, darling, says Liz, sending in lots of kisses as well. God, Liz, we're going to start a scandal altogether. And also, you're catching up on Tommy Lawler in Kilcullen, my old soccer mate. And I'm sure we are, actually. But we're still going strong. Tommy's as fit as a fiddle nowadays. And I still go for my couple of runs. Clem, you're only a young fella. Enjoy it. And another says, it's time now to come dancing with me. Hop, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Yeah, right. And finally, happy birthday, Clem. Look on the bright side. When your co-hosts were born, you were probably 40 times older. Now you're only a third of their age. I like your model of mathematics, yeah. Yeah, you know, the two lads are in their mid to just sort of receding 20s, as I'll call them. Owen Beattie's probably in the early 20s. Yeah. Cruella is in her receding 20s.
Yeah, I'm 29. I just turned 29 the 4th of October, so oh. I have a big birthday next year.
Right. Well, I'll buy cheap balloons as well that will have 29 plus 1 on them. I'll come back to more of the messages in a while. Let's go to the same Cruella, Kira, who has a new service, Kira, I believe, opening up in North Kildare for men over 18.
Yes, exactly, Clem. And Sinead O'Kane joins me this morning, Mental Health, Wellbeing and Resilience Coordinator with Moving On Kildare. Hi, Sinead.
Hi, Kira. How are you?
Good, thank you. I guess to begin, what exactly is Moving On Kildare?
Okay, so Moving On Kildare is it's a service that it's aimed at men who are 18 and above, all the way up, who are living in Northwest Kildare, that are feeling isolated, maybe they're feeling low, they're struggling. So the aim of the project is to improve men's well-being, both mentally and physically, to support men, and basically to get men connected, but giving them, you know, that they have the choice in what they want to do. So when they come to the service, they will they might get a referral from the GP or from any other service in the health industry or in the community sector to me. I will then contact them. I'll have a conversation with them, see how they're doing, what they're interested in. We kind of go from there. So sometimes, like we had them coming up here, I have a four-week wellbeing program, which is in the Actual Centre in November. It's in Allenwood. That will be on Tuesday, the 2nd of November, the 9th of November, the 16th of November, and the 23rd, all from 10 until 12.
Okay, we'll remind listeners of those dates and times just a little later. But Sinead, is there a particular reason why the northwest area of the county was chosen?
So basically we... So Moving on Kildare is a service from County Kildare Leader Partnership, and it was a pilot project that was connected to Heads Up, which is also works with men ages 18 and above, but that works in the area of Kildare. So realistically, when Heads Up had a mini programme in Allenwood in 2019, there was a lot of men that came from that area, but the referrals from that area wasn't happening prior to this. So the County Kildare Leader Partnership looked at this and decided, okay, we noticed that there's a large amount of men coming from that area, but they're not being referred from the actual, in the general county. So with the study showing that there's quite a lot of suicides from that area because men don't talk. They don't reach out as much as known as women do in general. So from there, and we also know that the Northwest is, you know, it's a much more rural area. It isn't as well connected. Even the internet sources isn't fantastic sometimes in certain areas. So it's just about connecting men more in that area. That's why we have chosen the Northwest.
I was looking up some figures yesterday, and the most recent figures are from 2016. The National Suicide Research Foundation indicated that the highest rate of suicide in Ireland was for males, and it was 30 per 100,000 of the population aged between 20 to 24. So it seems as if, Sinead, it's still the younger age cohort that is most affected. Doesn't mean that it doesn't affect everybody of every age, but most affected by dying due to suicide.
That's correct. Yeah, we're seeing it right across the board, but particularly in that age group. Now, I think with the whole idea of Moving on Kildare is trying to make that conversation easier to happen, you know, where you're saying, okay, maybe things aren't as well as I'm saying it they are. Maybe I do need to reach out. And sometimes it's hard to reach out to your friends and family. Sometimes it's easier to reach out to a service or someone, you know, that doesn't know you as well. And that's partly what the service is there. And like, We get our funding, so it's part of us under a suicide prevention program. It's funded by Healthy Ireland, Pobl, and the Government of Ireland. So this is an initiative we're trying to keep going to, you know, support men in different ways, especially men in that cohort and all the way through.
Now, in September, the chief scientist with the National Suicide Research Foundation, Ella Arnsman, was on our afternoon show, Kildare Today, and she spoke about the provisional suicide rates in this country, as recorded suicides had fallen to the lowest level in two decades. But at the time, Sinead, she did note that those figures needed to be taken with caution, as coroner's inquest over the past year, you know, the past whole of 2020, really, were obviously delayed or postponed due to the pandemic. Seeing figures like that, does that take away from, I guess, the seriousness of something like suicide and just how ingrained it has become in our society, I guess, is how one could word it?
No, it definitely does not. It's still prevalent in the area, and men are still dying by suicide, and we're trying to stop or prevent and maybe support them in any way possible by the fact of getting men connected and getting people to talk about this issue, because there is still a stigma. While the research there says yes, there isn't, down as you correctly said, Ciara, maybe sometimes the recording hasn't happened, but that doesn't mean it's not there. It is definitely there. We are still seeing an increase of influx of men reaching out to our services. So from our point of view, we can definitely see that is still happening out there.
Now, Sinead, one of the things you keep saying was men don't reach out, men don't ask for help, etc., etc. What is the advice for encouraging people, giving them the confidence to reach out and get in contact with services like yourself?
Just know that the services are there to help you. They're not there to judge you. They're there to support you, to give you the confidence to speak. Sometimes that is difficult, but at the same time, they're there for a reason. And they want to keep you well, keep you alive, keep you to the best well-being possible that you can have. So if you need to do that, there is no shame. In fact, we celebrate that you do that, because we want to keep as many people alive as we can.
Now, it's a free counselling service. It's aimed at men aged over 18 in North Kildare, Northwest Kildare. It has been launched. It's Moving On Kildare. And Sinead, just remind us of those dates.
So that's we have the counselling service, as you just mentioned there, which we have a limited service. It's a free service. And then we also have what I alluded to earlier on was a wellbeing programme. It's in the Acdell Centre in Allenwood, which is... The wellbeing programme will cover such topics as tips to manage your wellbeing, sleep hygiene, improving self-esteem, creativity. The dates for them are the 2nd of November, the 9th of November, the 16th of November, the 23rd of November, and that will be held from 10 until 12. And we also are holding three Zooms on separate occasions. The first Zoom will be on the 27th of October. This will cover the topic of masculinity, which will be a frank and open discussion with Paddy Meyer, who is a man and is from the area and is a psychotherapist, so he knows what he's talking about. That will be on from 2:30 to 3:30 on the 27th of October. And then on the 10th of November, we have John Dorn for the Sports Partnership. He's going to show us the importance of move to improve your mood. So, you know, there'll be a little bit of what kind of exercises you can do, light ones at home, and how that impacts your mood, and looks at the importance of getting out there and different activities that you can do. Because, you know, sometimes people don't want to go to the gym, or it's just he'll find things that, you know, will suit your life. So he'll give you suggestions. And that is the 10th of November from 2:00 to 3:00. And then the last one is on the 1st of December. It's with Eric Donovan, the boxer. He is going to talk to us about motivation. Eric has a great story, and he tells it very well. And it's that'll be from 2:00 to 3:00.
And it's this time of year, isn't it, Sinead, that everybody finds themselves, I kind of guess, down in some ways, sad, as we know, in itself. And also with the darker nights, it's just kind of the motivation leaves you. But Sinead, is there a website or number people can get in contact with?
Yeah, you can contact us on my own number is 086-77-02-907. Or you can email us on, the email contact here is Lorna at County, County, Kildare, LP.ie, or you can contact via us via Heads Up, as this is a pilot project from Heads Up. So you can reach out to us on our Facebook page.
Perfect.
And say just request that you're looking for Sinead for Moving On Kildare.
And Sinead, give me your mobile number one more time, 086-770-2907. 2907. Thank you so much, Sinead O'Kane, Mental Health, Wellbeing and Resilience Coordinator with Moving On Kildare.
Thank you both for that very valuable service. Well done. Great initiative, I think. Right, back to all those messages that are coming in at the moment. Mary says, fair play, you're great crack every day. Well, we try, Mary, but we never know anyway. Tom Redmond says, Clem, you're soon to interview the Cahirlic of Athy. Great news about the road. Can you ask him why there's a new halting site established in the Castle Park area and the local football pitch is destroyed with vans and rubbish? The council is aware, but they turn a blind eye when it's this area, says Tommy Redmond, who has sent in a photograph of two rather very large caravans, which he says are parked in the Castle Park area of the Athy on the soccer pitch. All right, I didn't know that, but we'll see. Can we find out more? Clem, my wife Trina, you taught her in Athy, right? And she's still going to school 43 years later. So add 26 gives an answer. Clem will recall this. Thanks, still learning at school, and happy birthday. And indeed, happy birthday, Trina. And I presume that came in from Pat as well. Clem, the picture you're referring to here in Maynooth was taken yesterday outside a particular pub. students queuing there after lunchtime. The picture was taken at 5 p.m. There's a video of the scene going around Facebook. The queues went right back up the street to the bank near the corner at Strafford Road. People in the town are not one bit happy about the scene, so have a good day. God, that was huge, those crowds yesterday. Yeah, not most, very, very conducive to what's happening in regards to that. Anyway, let's see what else we have. Martina Hopkins in Blessington. A very happy birthday, Clem. One Clare person to another. Have a great day. Love the banter between you, Akira, and Owen in there as well. Clem, all of those birthday wishes and cards you get, the most special one is the loving handwritten one from your mammy. You will cherish forever. I still have mine, indeed. Looking forward to meeting my mam sometime this evening. And she's very rapidly, in a couple of weeks, will be all of 90 years of age. And Shannon says he'll be 41 on a Friday next, the 29th. So lucky you, Shannon. You've a longer way to go than I have anyway. Michael in Newbridge says, count your nights by stars, not shadows. Count your days by smiles, not tears. And with joy on every birthday, count your life by friends, not years. Isn't that lovely?
Kildare Today.
With Whitewater Shopping Centre Newbridge, Ireland's largest regional shopping centre. Fashion, food, film, all under one roof in the heart of Newbridge. WhitewaterSC.ie.
Okay, I will get to everybody one of those messages that are coming in, so bear with me on those now, because I'm joined, just to continue and keep matters moving here, I'm joined by Councillor Fiona McLaughlin Healy, independent councillor on the Kildare Newbridge area, and as usual, quite a few motions, Fiona, that you brought to the meeting. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Clem.
Now, Fiona, I want to begin with motion at 27 on your list, which is you want the council to confirm when the National Transport Authority meeting with the municipal district councillors is taking place.
Yes, you might recall in 2017, after a number of failed applications for a transport management plan for Newbridge, and Clem, you'll be aware of how desperately we need that traffic management plan. We're not getting the second bridge, certainly any time in the near future, to release that bottleneck around the town, with new houses going up at a rate of knots, thankfully. But the traffic, so it's just getting worse and worse. And my frustration with the entire process, and I think it's really important that I was trying to communicate that to the new councillors that are in, to ask questions about what has happened in the past with this. In 2017, the National Transport Authority stepped in, and I spoke about this on your show at the time, in an unusual move, came in and said, okay, the last number of applications have failed, we're going to step in, we're going to do the actual design process for this. They came down, they met with councillors, they asked us to step up to the plate for a new pilot project that they were hoping, if it went well in Newbridge, they would roll out around the country. And they were looking at both traffic management and public rail, and they were talking about a €10 million investment in the main street alone. We stepped up to the plate and said, yes, absolutely, we are on board with you. So our permission, our consultation was sought around that process. In the interim, very little had happened, despite follow-up motions and all the rest trying to access what had happened. And then we were invited to a private meeting with the council over a year ago, with the director who's now left, and who told us that this was no longer going ahead, that the council were now not happy with what the NTA had done. Now, I expressed my discomfort at being asked to stay quiet about that at the private meeting. I could not see any role or function or purpose or rationale for why we were being asked not to go public with this at the time. Now, I've since had it on a public agenda and it has been discussed, so I'm not breaching anything here this morning, Clem, but I think it's all very strange. And we're now being told that the council met with the NTA, that there is going to be a future a procurement of, we know there's going to be a procurement of a consultant to do the traffic management plan. So now this is the third route, and it's not going to happen for until next year.
All right.
And it's take 12 months to do it, and then, you know, we'll be another few years waiting for funding after that. So that's unacceptable to me, and I want to meet with the NTA as they had planned and agreed to meet with us. I need to put those questions, we need to put those questions as a municipal district directly to the NTA.
All right.
what the hell is happening?
Indeed, because the plan originally about €10 million being spent around the main street and the bridge and everything else in relation to that. And also the Patrician Monastery in Newbridge, I understand, Fiona, is currently for sale. And are you of a view that the council might purchase that, and if so, for what?
Look, there's any number. I've been contacted by a number of people in the community who really think it's a good idea to buy this for the community. I absolutely think it's a great idea to buy it for the community. I think there's a lot of political will. I mean, you've had TDs and lots of other councillors all working on different projects on youth facilities for years and years. Like you might remember, Clayne, when I started the campaign in 2015 to get the town hall referred. Now, we had hoped at that time that maybe that might be a youth space, but it turned out to be a beautifully refurbished open space hall that doesn't have self-contained rooms, isn't suitable for a youth space. And I had approached Peter Carey at the time to try and get units that had been donated by Pfizer, which were worth about 200,000, you might recall, actually in use as a youth space, but we never got the location. So there has been a real massive need and demand for youth space in Newbridge for a long, long time. We allocated, as you know, 100,000 of ring fence money for that last year. That's just one that could be go into this, but we need to get it at a good price. You know, typically the orders that have experience on the board of CKLP, we bought the convent in Kildare for very similar purposes, for use by the community. So this isn't unique, and it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. As I said, they aren't necessarily as expensive as you would expect a building of that size to be. You certainly wouldn't build it for the amount of money that you can buy them for, because typically the orders, in my experience, are very open to it going to the community or back.
All right, of course, it would have associated costs in developing it as well. And finally, Fiona, did you have any joy in asking for increased allocations for local residents' associations?
Clem, look, you'll have to give this proper attention at some stage and talk to the residents' associations. Like, there is an anomaly going on for years as a result of the old... Newbridge was a town council, Naas was an urban district council, so Naas had a budget of something like 12 million. Newbridge town council, the only budget it could manage was about 200,000 a year. So historically, there were agreements in place for different groups. When the new system came into play in 2014, we were told in the first term of the council that I was in 2014 that we were kind of tied to the allocations in the municipal district budget at the time. But this term, we are entitled to change the municipal district budget allocations, and that's where the residents' associations are.
Okay, but are they going to change it?
Are the councillors going to change it? No, not the council. This is down to the councillors.
Right.
And councillors voted against any increase. So I had proposed that we would switch €20,000 from the roads account, which had 1.4 million in it. And that's outside of the pay parking that also goes into roads. And I had suggested that we take €20,000 from there, put it into the residents' association grant. So the residents' allocation was €19,000. By comparison, in Naas, the Naas municipal district budget allocates €40,000. And because the councillors there understand the good return on investment monies towards tidy towns groups or residents' associations are, they allocate an additional €68,000 from local property tax. And what I was really disappointed with yesterday, Clem, I'll just give you the four main objections.
No, Fiona, don't give me the objections at the moment, because I'm well over time.
Okay, well, maybe you come back to this again, because it really is an inequity in how residents' associations are being treated. In, like, per house, we're getting about €275 in Newbridge. In Naas, they're getting €615. Now, that's a huge difference to residents' associations.
All right, okay. It is certainly of concern, because I mean, it's about investing in the community, and that I agree with you on that. And the sum you're talking about transferring out of a roads budget seems comparatively small, and it is something that we will come back to. Fiona McLachlan Healy, independent councillor on the Kildare Newbridge Municipal District. Thanks for that, Fiona. Ivan Keatley is Fine Gael councillor in the Athy Municipal District. Ivan, good morning to you. You want the council to carry out drainage works, provide passing points, and resurface the Narromore to Kilrush Road as a matter of urgency. Well, did you get any joy in it?
Good morning, Clem.
Morning.
I have some joy, overdue joy, I suppose, at that. I've been barking on about this for the last good few years. I suppose it's the last road coming out of Narromore that is in need of urgent repair. There's drainage work required. We need a couple of parking spots. There is a HGV operator living on the road, but there's also about 35 residences. So it is a small, narrow, rural road that needs urgent work. And I'm glad to report the area engineer has said it is on his work programme for 2022, and that surveying is to be carried out during the winter.
That's good news. Now, what about a time frame for the completion of works being carried out on the sewage treatment plants in Timolin and Nurney?
Yeah, good news, Clem. We've had over $250,000 allocated for both these jobs. Now, I was a little bit confused by the council's answer and not too happy in the same breath, because the council seems to suggest that we as councillors need to be going to Irish Water with these issues. But at the end of the day, we have council staff that are working for Irish Water under service level agreement. So we did get agreement, first of all, that we are entitled to put questions down when we are allocated taxpayers' money to get these jobs done. We have had money allocated to the sewage treatment plant in Timolin before, and the works, for various reasons, were not carried out. It's in urgent need of completion. The council have said, the water section have said, that work will start in the near future, and that Nurney is not planned to be completed yet until the works in Timolin is completed. So we'll have to come back to Nurney
to
keep the pressure on to make sure that work is also completed.
Indeed. A couple of things and reports to the meeting, Ivan, whether you can comment on them or not. The taking in charge of the Friary Estate in Castle Dermot, a meeting with members has been arranged, will be arranged, you said, once the team will be briefed. Regarding refuse bins from the Horse Bridge to Ardree Bridge and along the Carlow Road in Athy, the Athy Municipal District does not empty bins from the Horse Bridge to Ardree Bridge. That obviously came up for discussion, as did the question of a permanent home for the Maid of Athy project, which honours famous people who have been born or maybe lived in Athy as well. Colm Walsh, the main man behind that. Apparently they're going to investigate putting that online. Access to records for the county home in Athy. The county archivist is continuing to communicate with St. Vincent's Hospital regarding accessing their records, and the members will be updated. And upgrading works at the cemetery in Castle Dermot will be looked at in that particular context of Budget 2022. And then upkeep of the River Lair on the Barrow Basin, originally a district drainage project. There's quite a report that goes into a lot of detail on that. And finally, from the reports, a structured safety audit on a walled-in Abbeyfield in Ballytor. Brief comment on any of those, Ivan, if you can, and if not, yeah. I understand.
No, I suppose just to briefly mention, Clem, there has been a new team put in place, or at least new members of staff have been put in place in the development control section in Kildare County Council, and that is why we need a meeting with them urgently to discuss Friary and the Friary estate in Castle Dermot and other estates around the MD, to bring those people up to speed and really to impress upon them the urgency, because the Friary and, as I said, a few other, there has been progress made, but it is dragging on far too long. In order to get those estates into a state where they can be taken in charge by the council. I know you mentioned the River Lur there, Clem, in the report as well. The River Lur going through Castle Dermot is in an awful state. The weeds are going out over the top of the bank. You can't see the water. And as an amenity, it really is taken away from the brilliant efforts that the Tidy Towns and Castle Dermot are making. There is a detailed report. I'm not satisfied that the council or the Barrow Drainage are going to take adequate action. It needs a machine in it to clean it out, because it's going to cause a flooding issue at the bridge there in Castle Dermot. And just briefly, you mentioned Colm Welch there and the home.
Made in Athy.
Colm has also brought to our attention, I had a motion on it there, Clem, about Councillor Thomas Judge, who is currently the Mayor of the City of Manchester. And I did ask on behalf of the members that Kildare County Council issue Thomas an invitation for the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Athy next March.
Has that been agreed?
That has been agreed. An invite is being forwarded. Thomas Simile has a long number of connections to Italy, and I think it'd be a great opportunity for most town.
We spoke, we interviewed him on this programme at one stage a year or two ago in regards to that. Thanks indeed, Ivan Keatley, councillor, Fine Gael councillor on the Italy Municipal District.
Kildare Today.
With Whitewater Shopping Centre Newbridge, Ireland's largest regional shopping centre. Fashion, food, film, all under one roof in the heart of Newbridge. WhitewaterSC.ie.
Okay, on the way, we're looking ahead to the county semi-finals for senior football weekend with Tommy Callaghan. But first, to catch up on those birthday greetings. You've all been so kind all morning, and I'm enjoying the fun and the jokes being poked at me as well. Can you give a mention to Noel Haverty from Clane? His stag is on in Galway this weekend from Pat Campbell and everyone at Clane GAA. Right, hope that goes well for him. And by the way, he says happy birthday as well. Good morning, wishing you a very happy birthday, Clem. We share the same star sign. Libra. Well, mind you, Cruella outside says that I'm not a Libran at all. She disputes the fact, which means we're well balanced with grace, beauty, fabulous good looks. Oh, I love this. And modesty. You just remember all that when they're slagging you off in there, Clem Ryan. Keep up the great work you do, Clem. Have a great, great day all together. And that's Lillian Mahan in Castle Warden, who absolutely is on the button, isn't she, Cruella?
Well, Lillian... So the 22nd of October, supposedly, you are technically a Libra, but you're on the cusp. So tomorrow, everybody born supposedly from the 23rd is a Scorpio.
Right.
So people like you are on the cusp.
Right.
And I have to say, in my personal opinion,
yes,
not just because I'm a Libra, you identify more with the Scorpio traits.
Right, okay.
Would you not agree? If we put them... Well, I'm going... Of course you would.
I would only agree with what Lillian said, that those of us born on this day are well-balanced, have grace, beauty, fabulous good looks.
No, that's Libras, not today. That's Libras. So that's why you don't fit in.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Cruella. See ya. Right, anyway, Clem, enjoy. How's your mum? My mum is great. Thank you. She'll be 90 in a couple of weeks' time. We'll have a party for that as well. Patrick McEntee, have a great weekend and stay safe, Clem, particularly now that you're 69. How do we register with those Zoom meetings? Sinead from the Leader Partnership. If we don't get to tell you that today, we'll tell you in the next day or so, okay? Tommy Callaghan, good morning to you, Tommy.
Good morning, Bertie Burry.
And Tommy, I know, I don't know what it's like, you know, but for someone like yourself in the late 70s, what's it like ahead of me?
Oh, it's all ahead of you.
It's all ahead of me. And Tommy, it's all ahead of us this weekend, because in the Leinster Leader this weekend, you preview the action and your headline, no hiding place as the Senior Football Championship reaches the crucial semi-final stage. Sarsfields take on Selbridge, which is Sunday's game, and tomorrow's game, Naas against Maynooth. What do you make of it all?
Well, Clem, it's a weekend to look forward to, really. Semi-final of the Senior Championship is always a great occasion, and it's a very, very nervous time for players, because it's all about getting to the final at this stage, you know. It's not about performing, it's not about putting on good shows, it's about getting over the line. And
right.
Looking forward to hopefully two cracking games.
Well, let's look at tomorrow then. Naas minus a manager after whatever events happened last week, which we won't comment on, because there's more stories going along that would make a fairy tale out of it, or otherwise we'll leave it alone. But Owen Doyle and Eamon Callan taking over now as the on-field management team as they head in to do battle with Maynooth. What do you make of that game, Tommy?
Yeah, I think it shows the stature of both Owen and Eamon, that they're willing to step up to the plate when what happened. But they came forward, put their hands up, no doubt with the backing of the players. And you won't get two better footballers, you won't get two better clubmen or county men than Eamon Callaghan and Owen Doyle. And just initially, I'd like to wish the two of them the very best. It's the last thing they wanted coming up to a semi-final, but that's water under the bridge now. Naas will have been one of the teams that have played particularly well this year. They're playing a lovely brand of football. They're strong at the back. They have a good, strong midfield. Up front is probably their strongest area of their entire team. They have some excellent players. I'm not sure what the situation is. Two of the lads came off injured. in the quarter final. Alex Byrne, who had enjoyed a great year this year with both Kildare and Ness, and James Burke, dual player James Burke, how they're fixed, I don't know, to be quite honest. Both of them came off, I think, with hamstrings. They came off fairly quick, so hopefully they're in contention for positions.
And Tommy, both teams have players who have inter-county experience or are currently inter-county players.
Oh yeah, look, there's a host of good players. You know, there's a host of good. Neil Flynn, I mean, where do you go? One of the stars of the entire year this year for Kildare. And Neil Flynn is a good player. That's around. Mark Donald, of course, is Kildare's number one goalkeeper, if not one of the best goalkeepers in the entire country. But he's operating out midfield and operating to a fairly high standard of that, in fairness to him. Always capable of kicking a long free as well. And in fairness to him, capable of kicking over points in play. So, Ness then, well, you have, as we mentioned already, you have Paddy McDermott there, who came on for Kildare this year. Alex Byrne. I think that there's two unsung heroes in that Ness team. Jack Cleary and Sean Cullen. Two big strong men in the middle of the field. Very good fielders of ball. You have young Dermot Hannafin, as we said. And I suppose, we already mentioned Owen Doyle, but the star of the show, especially in the quarterfinal, was Darragh Kirwan. When Darragh is on his game, there is very little you can do about it, because he is one of these players that when he gets the sight of goal, he goes for it. And if it doesn't work off, it doesn't work out, he certainly doesn't let his confidence drop. He'll keep at it and at it. And if he hits a couple of wides, that won't stop him. He'll keep at it all the way through.
All right. We're not going to bother asking you to nominate who you think will win these, because I think both teams are quality. All four teams are quality at this stage, and we'd be only given hostages to fortune in regards to that. We'll have full commentary of that game tomorrow afternoon. The Joe Mallon Motors Senior Football Semi-Final, Naas against Maynooth. It throws in St. Conor's Park at 2 o'clock. Our commentary team, Ger McNally and Davy Burke, in association with Sherry Fitzgerald Brady of Flaherty Property Management Sales and Lettings in Main Street, Maynooth. And we're delighted to welcome Davy Burke to our commentary team, and indeed fair play to him, considering basically the application process recently mightn't have been successful or whatever else. But when we asked Davy about coming on board for the commentary, he absolutely said of course, and we'll have an excellent knowledge of Kildare football, having managed Sarsfields to a county title in the last year or two. And speaking of Sarsfields, am I being unfair to Naas and Maynooth, Tommy, to say that Sarsfields and Selbridge is an even bigger game?
Well, Naas and Maynooth wouldn't agree with you, Clem.
I know that. Oh, yeah, I know that, yeah.
I know where you're coming from, yeah. In fairness, Sarsfields have been favourites right from the word go. They've played particularly well the whole year. They've won blip, ironically, against Selbridge. And it'll be very, very interesting to see the lineup, how the match up. Sarsfields got back on the winning horse in the quarter final against comfortable win over Raheens. Selbridge got over county champions at Tyne, and a game they should have won by 4, 5, 6 points in the end. It was the width of the post that saved them going into extra time, and that is the team that has a little bit of a doubt about Selbridge. They're a very, very good team, a lot of very good footballers, county players and good club players. But there is that little bit of a doubt about Selbridge, and that propped up again in the last 10 minutes in the match against the Tyne.
Mm-hmm. Both teams, I'm just looking, Tommy, reading your preview in this week's Leinster Leader, and both teams are widely peopled with very experienced players and very capable players, again with a strong inter-county flavour.
Absolutely, Clem. I mean, you go back to, you know, you share Ryan in Sarsfields, you share the two Ryan, Shane and Dara, two fine footballers. Yeah, Con Cavan did a right good marking job on Paddy Woodgate against Raheens in the last match. Gary White, if he's well, Gary went off now with a bad looking leg injury. Hopefully he'll be back and fit enough to play at the start. Ben McCormack, Conor Hartley, you know, Barry Coffey is a class act. He's unfortunate with injuries of the last number of years, but he's back playing well. Shane Doyle has really come into the fore last year and this year. And Alan Smith is playing football a fair way now, a very, very good county man when he was on the county panel. And he's a player that's playing particularly well at the moment. Paddy Brennan's style of football is suiting Alan Smith down to the ground. And then apart from that, what Sarsfields have that not many other teams have, they have another 3, 4, 5 lads that can come into the team that will certainly not weaken it. From a service point of view, Shane McNamara in goal is a top class keeper. You have Mick O'Grady, Fergal Conway. No, these are all good footballers. And you have Aaron Brown, a very young minor last year, and this is one of the future players with Selby and hopefully with Kildare. He's scoring at will. He's a very good free taker. He has speed. He's not afraid to move forward. Tony Archibald is another excellent footballer. He might wear number 13 or 14, but he'll probably be playing back in the street and around the back line. David Hughes is probably not further than our cylinders at the moment, but he's still you give him enough of chances and he'll fare them over. So look at this game and the Saturday's game, the two games I'm looking forward to, Ken. And Sarsfields are favourites as Mace are favourites, but these are two games that any two of the four I would not be shocked if any dear if Selbridge or if Selbridge or Maynooth got through, but you'd have to fancy the two favourites in Sarsfields and in Mace.
And we have full commentary of that game on Sunday, which throws in at 4 o'clock here on KFM. Our commentary team, Ger McNally again, this time with Carberry manager Philly Wolfe of Moorfield, of course. And our commentary on Sunday is in association with Joe Mallon Motors, Renault, Salins Road in Naas, who of course sponsored the entire County Senior Championship. Tommy, you have about a minute, and of course on Sunday as well, the Senior Hurling League Final is scheduled to take place as a curtain raiser in that particular game. Just looking through.
Confy and Kyle Love, Clem, that's on Sunday, yeah, 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock, yes.
2 o'clock on Sunday. Listen, very unusual, the league final is not played before the championship is even finished, or the championship at the semi final. Usually the league is well finished at that stage, but that was the season, the time we were in the COVID and everything else. It's a game, Kyle Love had a lot of games over the last number of weeks. Clem, the one, some, the last four, the one. And while Conte would love to win a league title, I think that the extra matches that kind of have had over the last number of weeks should stand to them. They're missing a few. Declan Flaherty is one that comes to mind. He's out on a long-term injury. He'd be a huge loss. But I think the fact that kind of have been, you know, only last weekend they lost out to Arklaw in the senior championship pre-quarter final, and that was a game that they looked to be well beaten and came back and got within a point of Arklaw that day, that last weekend. So I think that will probably stand to them, and I expect kind of to get over the line.
Well, on that note, very comprehensive roundup, which you can hear again tonight, by the way, Tommy's assessment of these games. You can hear that again tonight here on KFM from 6:30 when we preview the weekend action. You can read Tommy's thoughts and analysis in this week's edition of the Leinster Leader, and of course, full reports and photos in on Tuesday's edition as well. Tommy, have a great weekend.
And you, Clem, and have a good long breath before you blow out all them candles this evening.
Tommy, I'm wheezing at this stage. You know, the elderly. You know yourself, like, you know.
No, no, no bother in the
All right, thanks, Tommy Callaghan, for that very comprehensive roundup.